the good thing about this new software that we're bringing in to the Pacific for the use of the National Meteorological Services will increase the reliability of the climate forecast, as well as three monthly outlook prediction products that they provide on a monthly basis, as well as it will provide site-specific or station village-specific information that can assist some of the countries with decision-making at a village or community hall. And you understand that climate and weather has a huge impact in the lives of the Pacific Islanders, in which we will be able to help with the different community groups be prepared in all areas that range from agriculture, tourism, fisheries, and even community events. So seasonal prediction and information that will come out of this new tool will provide advanced climate prediction information 3 months in advance for them to be able to prepare and put the necessary preparation in place.
So you say it will be able to provide forecasts even on a village level. So we're talking about microclimate forecasting almost, which is quite a remarkable thing to do, I would have thought.
It is a regional first for the Pacific, as well as part of the workshop this week. We'll be looking at training climate officers to do downscaling. And what we mean by this term downscaling, we'll be using observational historical records for specific station or villages to really play a trick on these dynamical models that have regional resolution. And with this trick, we'll be able to tell them how microclimates will work and how they behave from season to season, from time to time, come up with a prediction method that will allow the National Met Services to issue forecasts that are specific and can simulate regional village-specific forecasts.
Would this particular computer model be able to give more accurate information about the behavior of a cyclone, for example?
Well, it will be able to look at the sea surface temperatures as well as various climate variables and how they will contribute to paths of tropical cyclones as well as intensity. And this information will allow the National Met Services to provide the more accurate predictions in the next few months, how tropical cyclones, rainfall, temperature will evolve, and how what sort of intensity will and an impact associated with such an intensity scale, and that will allow communities as well as the different sectors to respond effectively.
Now, having this information available is obviously highly significant, but the other half of the equation, as it were, is making sure that the information is disseminated to all those people who need to know about it. So is that part of what you're doing too? Because communication has often been criticised, hasn't it, across the Pacific in terms of getting weather information out pertinently?
Yes, communication. We've allocated 3 days of the workshop to really focus on communication. So the first part of the workshop will purely focus on the science and the downscaling part that I mentioned. And the remaining 3 days up to Saturday, we'll be able to work with the different representative from the National Met Services on communications and how to package in that information to ensure that the content of the information and the substance of the information matches with the capacity of the community and the different sectors that will be the recipient of this information. We'll also be looking at developing different modes of communications, whether it will be social media platforms using phone apps, or will be the traditional media modes like media release, the print media. So there will be a range of modes that we'll be exploring over the next couple of days, and with country-specific information, we'll be able to package the information and communicate it effectively so that it reaches the last mile and the people in the community will be able to understand the information and translate the information into proper action.